Hi and welcome. This is Rudy Hunter from rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. Thanks for being with me. And welcome to Whimper, Not a Bang. I could have called this recording Licking Our Wounds, because we're dealing with disappointment. We're dealing with when things don't work well. So the expression is going out with a bang and not a whimper. And the truth of the matter is that sometimes we do go out with a whimper. And it's very important that you don't get stuck in that territory, because that territory tends to paralyze and makes us gun-shy for the next goal, the next reaching out, the next expressing ourselves. So you can use this recording for any disappointment you have currently or any disappointment you have in the past. And I just want to point out some territories that you may not have considered. So these can be financial disappointments. They can be relationship disappointments, all the way from divorce to dating to flirting even. They can be disappointments with our own sense of what's right and wrong or how things should go. And they can certainly, this can certainly be used for disappointments about ourselves, times and places and spaces where we feel we've failed to measure up or we've disappointed ourselves or other people. It's a pretty rich territory. When we get disappointed, the real trick, if there is one, is to move through it. And that's what this energetic recording will help you do. Staying in the territory never produces anything useful. In fact, it adds to our suffering and it adds to our burdens. So this is about being able to move through that territory with kindness directed towards ourselves, and also not just putting a band-aid or a bandage over the disappointment. And you'll see as we work in our time together that your sense of disappointment over a specific issue or event or circumstance really can change, and it can change very quickly. I'll drive the bus on this recording, so all you really need to do is follow instructions. So having said that, you want to be not distracted while you're doing this recording. That means no driving, no operating heavy machinery, preferably in a safe and secure environment where you can relax. You can work with your eyes open or closed as you like. And what I'd like you to do is to just focus on one disappointment. I know we want to fix them all today, or we want to fix them all yesterday, really. We want to be done with them. But the truth of the matter is, the shortest way to do this is to do one juicy one thoroughly, and then the next juicy one thoroughly, and so on and so forth. And you'll find that as you do that, your nervous system and your consciousness will actually generalize the process we're going to do in your own experience. So those other disappointments that were of a lesser nature will also resolve as well. I will tell you before we start, we're not changing the past. We're not denying anything. We're not trying to obliterate anything. As human beings, we've already tried to do that. We've tried to numb ourselves out, to forget about it, to move on, but it still nags at us. What we're actually doing is we're dismantling it so that it can fall apart and let go of you. So all the way through the rounds we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to stay with the one disappointment that you are going to choose for this run-through of the recording. Next time you listen to the recording, you can pick a different one and use that one all the way through. But we want to be really thorough so that this really benefits you. So pick a juicy one. Pick a time when you were stood up or dumped or embarrassed, or the new business failed, or you didn't measure up in an important area in your life. So I'll give you a moment to settle on one. And for this first energetic round, I'm going to ask you to do what sounds like the impossible and what sounds like it will be very painful, and I promise you that it isn't. It just sounds that way. Promise. So take that memory And if you will, I'd like you to pull it close to your chest. In your imagination, you can even, if you want to do it with your, if you want to act it out with your arms, if there aren't too many people around who will think you've gone bonkers, you can actually hug it with your arms in space. Or just internally, you can imagine that that whole story, that whole scenario, that whole episode moves closer to your chest. If you'll hold it there for just about a minute or so, I'll go silent and do some energetic work to get the ball rolling. Hold it there. I'll be back to you shortly. Here we go. And there we go. Nice and easily and gently bring your attention back to the present moment. You can let go of doing anything. You don't have to hold on to doing anything. And I'd recommend you take an easy, unhurried, unforced breath. And check to see in this moment what you notice about how you feel. Whatever you notice is just perfectly 100% fine. Just notice it. For the next round we're going to do, I'll have you put your attention on exactly the same issue or area that you're using all the way through this recording. In that cluster of gnarly energetic stuff, that disappointment, there are all kinds of meanings and judgments. Judgments about yourself and other people, judgments about circumstances, and perhaps God or the universe. And there's a whole cluster of meanings about what this disappointment means to you, about you, and for you in your life. The intermingling of those things is what makes this so gnarly. So, now that I've stirred the pot and brought your attention to the judgments and the meanings, I'd like you just to keep aware of those and see in the next minute or two while we do the next round of energetic work if you can find even more judgments and meanings that are embedded there. All right? So with your eyes open or closed as you like, keep your attention on the judgments and the meanings. I'll go for a couple of minutes and we'll get the energetic work started for you right now. And there we go. Once again, you can bring your attention back. On the way back to the present moment, take just a second or two. Notice whatever it is you notice. whether there's a big improvement, a little improvement, whether you're even aware of an improvement or not. And either is just fine. In fact, anything is just fine. Whatever you're aware of is what you're aware of. You don't have to try and make this more fantabulous than it is. It will work just fine in the way that we're getting it done. So this next round is going to be very short, but I want to give you a taste of what's happening energetically in this round. So bring the memory of this incident, the circumstance, this disappointment to mind, and then I'd like you to push it down and away into yourself and tighten around it, because that's really what we do when we try and suppress something, especially something unpleasant like a disappointment. Notice that as you do that, your suffering actually increases. Your body tension increases. Your consciousness gets tight. Things narrow. And it becomes more uncomfortable. This is our normal operating procedure when we try and deal with something that we don't know what to do with. And then now if you do the opposite, I'd like you to allow the memory or the circumstance up and open so that it expands itself and it hits the light instead of the darkness and it travels up and it travels out. And you'll notice that your suffering decreases, expansion happens, and even your awareness expands. And there's the beginning, if it's not already happened, there's the beginning of a very unique thing, which is this event or the memory of this event starting to let go of you, starting the release of you from it, which is very interesting. So in this next round, this is what we'll be doing. We'll be doing energetically much quicker and through many more levels and layers what I've just described. And of course we'll put a little energetic push in it so that it travels wide, deeply, and broadly for you. So for this, put your attention on the memory of the disappointment and keep it there just for a little bit while I do this round. And we'll get it started for you right now. And there we go. Just nice and gently, easily bring your attention back. You might want to have a little wiggle around and take a moment to notice what's happening in the here and now, wherever you are. Wherever you're listening to this, how do you experience now? Is there perhaps a little more room or a little more brightness or clarity? Does it feel about the same? Are you not aware of any differences? Just notice. We're not attached to the size of the change, but if you'll take a moment to actually notice what does change or develop, or what you become aware of, that's actually a really good way of teaching the nervous system a way to generalize this process so that you'll be better with future disappointments. So I want to do one other important round with you, and that has to deal with future disappointments. The aversion, and sometimes the phobic aversion, to being disappointed again in the future because the last one hurts so much, or the one before that hurts so much. This is a way of numbing ourselves, freezing ourselves, and checking out from living a full life. So the spoiler alert is there will be future disappointments. Sorry. But The really good news is you'll have this recording with the embedded energetics that works for forever, and you'll already have had the experience in your nervous system of moving through this. So the silver lining here is that during the next future disappointment or disappointments, there'll be much less whimpering. Okay, you're allowed 10 minutes of whimpering. That's totally fine. It's okay to be disappointed. There's nothing wrong with that. We just don't want you stuck there. Because stuck there doesn't serve you, it doesn't serve the circumstance, and it doesn't serve the world. You more engaged, even if you've had to whimper for 10 minutes, is a much better proposition. Because that way you can go on and live your life and do your work and create what it is in your life that you'd like to create. So in the face of the certainty that there will be future disappointments, we're going to do this next round aimed squarely at that. So all you need to do is keep in mind this very gentle general idea that it won't all be perfect. And by the way, there's great freedom in that. Great freedom to actually relax and to actually be real to yourself and with yourself, to and with everyone you love, and to and with the world. There's great freedom in knowing that that imperfection is inevitable. What a load off, huh? So, for this round, you're gently just going to keep your attention on the fact that, yes, there might be some future bumps. You can keep it as light as that, whatever that means. And I'll go silent for just about a minute or so, and during that silence, you keep your attention on the future bumps, and we'll see if we can't help you navigate those as well. And we'll get that started for you right now. And that's just perfectly fine. Nice and easily, bring your attention back to the present moment. Shake it all off, just like dogs do. Shake it all off, bring yourself back. Have a little stretch or a wiggle around. Take just a second or two. Notice whatever it is that you notice. And know that you have the energetic work here for your use in the future whenever you need it. You can go after the big disappointments in your life. That would be really useful. You don't have to do them all in a week or in 24 hours. You can take your time and do them leisurely. But you'll find the net result of doing that really levels the playing field in your consciousness and expands your awareness so there's a much greater reach. And that's in every area of your life, and especially your ability to do and to act, to take action, to manifest and draw good into your life. And you'll also notice a very pervasive effect in terms of relationships, business relationships, intimate relationships, relationships with your family. That all has a very direct bearing. So I'm excited for you. Whimpering aside, you'll do great work. And you won't get stuck in that place where disappointment will have you. Also know that there are lots of other resources on both of my sites to support you in this, and those sites are rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. They're for you, for your loved ones and friends and associates. Love it if you'd point them there, because sometimes we all need some help. And there are resources there even for your animals. We are interspecies helpful. So, it's been my absolute pleasure to be with you. Until we're together again, I wish you really well in moving past any disappointment that may come up. All right. Until the next time, this is Rudy. Bye for now.